Ladies and gentlemen, you are now tuned into the sounds of Disc Order.
1, 2, 3, Android. Are you ready? Come on. Are you ready?
Hey, this is Wade.
And I'm Matt.
And this is Disc Order Radio.
We're the on-air baby of Disc Order Magazine, your Vancouver indie music monthly.
You're listening to Disc Order Radio,
CITR.
101.9 FM.
Tune in every Tuesday for live interviews, music from the hottest local artists, and good times.
It's Tuesday. Welcome to Disc Order Radio, CITR 101.9. It's me, Matt Muse, here with guest host, I guess. Who's in the chair to my left?
That Elizabeth Holiday. Hi, everybody. I'm filling in for Wade this week while he is in Rio de Janeiro. So we're going to start you guys off with some Greg McLeod today. This is House Not Home on CITR 101.9.
I'm reading a new novel. We jostle, we jockey for position. We're conditioned, no collisions. We're not passenger pigeons, but we're close. Fly to the city to feed, glide back home. If work isn't filling, our pockets are willing to pick up the slack. Everyone survives, no one dies, but no one thrives till they're pulling in the cash. You can build a house, but not young man, go west, young man, until the land runs out. Go west, young man, go west, young man, until the land runs out. Grow with your country, go work up north. Keep moving, keeps you warm. Keep improving, moving forward, making something of yourself. Meaning wealth, meaning saving, accumulating, trading. Making a race out of waiting for coffee, waiting for the day that I get to be bossy. Watch me, I'll be awfully efficient. Ashamed of my life and its mission. But to change is to admit that the goal should be different. And I'm not moving the post from this distance. Not when I'm oh so close. You can build a house, but not a home. You can build a house, but not a home. Nothing but a bunch of skin and bone. You can build a house, but not a about fossils, coal powder drugs drip down my nostrils. The guy behind me's hostily asking if he can borrow a phone. I rely on my silent headphones for protection. Don't move my eyes, but he consumes my attention. Rehearsing my lies like my battery's dead, or I don't have many minutes left. If all else fails, this is my stop, but only till the next train comes, cause really it's not, really. I'm not a bad guy, even high my friends love me and I treat them right. But they're all my age and all my race and all my situation. Okay, some are Asian, but the point is they're not diverse like school said we were, Canadian. My world shrunk back down after school. Big fish, above ground pool, pocket billiards in suburban basements. Wading through wastage and pavement. Sailing over strange shit. Islam, read Quran, spelled in white stones on an otherwise normal roof.
wasted. Ode to youth, ode to dreams beyond my station. Ode to exploration, making changes. Ashamed of my life, now it's aimless. But to changes, to admit there's something wrong. It's better to go along. They say fake it till you make it. Well, fake it till it breaks and you can't take it. Nothing but a bone of bone. You can build a house.
Welcome back to Discord Radio. That was Greg McLeod with House Not Home. Now, Greg McLeod, well, there's a little bit of an Easter egg in that song that Matt Muse was just kind of talking about. Well, can you tell us more about that, Matt?
Yeah, well, keen listeners may remember we played that track a little while ago, but the noise right at the start is one that transit riders in Metro Vancouver will be familiar with. It's the little three-note ascending major
ding,
triad.
Ding, ding.
Yeah, that happens when you get on the 99 or on the SkyTrain.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that's so he sort of took that, built that whole song around, and the YouTube video, it's like the video that he shot is all just, it must be on his phone or something, shot out the window along the SkyTrain line.
That's so awesome.
And yeah, super good.
Wow.
Look for that. I'm looking forward to his new album whenever he chooses to grace us with that.
Fingers crossed. And I understand he's going to be playing a show somewhere with some kind of band that you might have some connection to?
Well, possibly the band that I play in. We may have a gig on Bowen Island this weekend. If you're participating in the Bowen Island Summer Softball Tournament, or are just on Bowen Island on Saturday for some reason, come down to the Bowen Island Pub. And I'll be hitting some things rhythmically with a band.
Are you going to be also hitting like softballs rhythmically like earlier in the day? Are you
no,
there for
we're
softball?
Not actually in the tournament, and we're not like the official entertainment or anything. We're just hoping because there's only one pub on Bowen, so we're assuming we're assuming that everyone's just going to end up there.
Oh, I mean, I think that's a pretty safe assumption.
Right. And anyway, the reason why I mention it is, of course, Greg, good friend of mine, he's going to be playing trombone with us.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So you can check out Greg on the trombone. He's one of those guys who can just, like, play everything. So, yeah.
And then you're going to be rhythmically hitting things. Wow, well, that sounds like a show not to be missed for those eager listeners out on Bowen or who will be out on Bowen. To bring it a little bit back to CITR, as you know, we have weekly charts released by our lovely music department manager, Andy Resto, and the newest charts have just come out. Opening with a note, of course, that Horses Records had their closing show this past weekend. Super fantastic space and store, and it's sad to see them go, but I'm glad we had them while we did. So thank you, and goodbye to Horses Records. This top 30, interestingly enough, lucky us, all top five except for Young are all from Canada. And the number one this week, well, maybe I'll save number one, but if we start with number five, is Bad, Bad, Not Good. Everyone's favorite experimental jazz, hip hop, kiddos.
They did that album with Ghostface Killah that everyone loved.
Yes.
Yeah.
Blew it on up. So their album four, I just had to think through Roman numerals, it's Roman numeral four, is at number five. Young's A Youthful Dream is at number four. Number three is Heaven for Real with Kill Your Memory.
I remember those guys as number one last week.
Ooh, push it
yeah, there's down. Yeah, there's a bit of churn going on because definitely Young and Heaven for Real have both been on the charts and they're sort of slowly
sinking,
moving and rising and falling.
Oh, you're watching the progression.
I am.
You are, you're firsthand. Well, we have number two is Friggs with Slush EP. Also, I love the name Friggs. I think that's a hilarious band name. And number one this week is Hazy with Virgo Ox. Now, Hazy is actually the solo project of Casey Way of Late Spring. So she's like, I feel like she's a top fave for so many like different Discordery things. So like, great job, Casey, keep doing what you're doing. Virgo Ox is her debut cassette and book album, which is written over the last 5 years. As is described on the recent release page for it, culminating with a 22-minute drone noise journey.
Wow, I did not know it was a book.
Yeah, with the cassette is a chapbook of writing and images. Wow, it sounds awesome. Anyway, so we're going to play a little bit of that for you. This is Hazy with Land of Dreams on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. What's up? This is Kay Flay. You are listening to Discorder, CITR 101.9 FM. All right, that was White Lung with Below from their most recent release, Paradise. White Lung, obviously lovely Vancouver faves, but also were recently at Levitation Fest, the reviews for which you can find in the current issue of Discorder, our July-August double month, double size, beautiful issue. Those reviews are in there. There's a full one of the second day, which it's shameless self-promotion, I wrote, and an abridged one of the first day, but you can find that full version online. And the first day was when Mishwe and her lovely band of White Lung played and did a fantastic job. So moving right along, speaking of local bands, which like literally could be a transition for any part
that
of the show.
That is what we do here on Discord Radio. We talk about local bands.
We speak about local bands. So the local band that we are going to speak about now, local bands, are Jay Arner and Supermoon. So there's an RLA up on the website with words and photography by Allie Graham. It's a very cute and very tidy piece. I would highly recommend checking it out. And of course, you Discordarians out there will know that Jay Arner was our cover star last month. Very nice, like weirdly somber family portrait. I loved that photo. Hopefully that story got a couple of you out to the show that was reviewed. It was the 26th at the Lido. Sounds like it was a great show. Again, would recommend reading that review if you missed it. So
Mint Records killing it lately.
Yeah, Mint's like bringing it home.
They're all over the place.
Mm-hmm. This was a solid Mint set. Jay Arner and Supermoon. So we're going to play you a little Mint Record 2-pack here, starting with Jay Arner's Earth to Jay on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9.
So don't ask me. On Saturday, August 6th, Swedish singer and producer Molly Nilsson plays live at the Biltmore Cabaret with Sean Nicholas Savage. Nilsson brings nostalgic pop on a journey through life and death, with love and trouble, to a no man's land on the border between reality and dream. Joining her is Sean Nicholas Savage, who has relentlessly pursued the beauty found in the nuance of pop song and performance. Doors at 8 p.m. and show begins at 8:30. After their performances, Molly and Sean will be DJing for the Biltmore's weekly night moves, included in the cover price.
An enabled FM chip in your smartphone can make the difference in an emergency situation by allowing you to still hear critical updates. It will also let you listen to the local FM station using 3 times less battery and 20 times less data than streaming. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
Hey, this is Jimmy Shaw from Metric, and you're listening to Discorder Radio on CITR FM 101.9.
All right, we're back on Discorder Radio. That was Supermoon with Unsaid from Playland, their newest release. A really sweet record. Been fans of Supermoon here, I feel like, for a while. They were actually the band on the cover of Discorder my first month at CITR. The first Discorder that I read, actually, and that I came on the show with. Yeah, and I was like, who's Supermoon? I think I saw them once at Taco Fino and was like, hey guys, I've read about you and I think you're great. And they were like, okay, thanks. Like, super nice and genuine, but I was just like such a dweeb. Fangirled pretty hard. Anyway, I think they're great and I hope you guys enjoyed that and thought it was also great. So that is a show that has already happened, but in terms of shows coming up, we got a pretty nifty one to tell you about. This Saturday, August 6th, at the Biltmore is Molly Nilsson, all the way from Sweden. I believe, actually, maybe she's based out of Berlin at the moment, but Swedish lady, with Sean Nicholas Savage. And opening for them is Gal Grayson. So I'm going to skip right over the two slightly bigger ones because obviously local focus. But in our current July-August issue, Gal Grayson is featured with in a lovely piece with words by the wonderful Callie Hitchcock in the sweetly titled Growing Up Gal Grayson. It's a very good one. Would highly recommend reading that one as well, of course. There is a link to that article on the Discorder Magazine Facebook page. So Gal Grayson is currently, it sounds like they've got a lot on their plates. They're currently working on a cassette that's going to be released August 25th. 7-inch as well, and they have 2 more albums coming up. So there's like a lot of things A lot of irons in the fire. Unfortunately, the only music that is currently accessible from their Bandcamp is from 3 years back. But according to the article, it sounds like they're going through a lot of changes. So I'm like quite curious to see what all of these new releases are going to be like. They're also playing a lot of shows. So I would highly recommend kind of getting in that on the bandwagon in the bandwagon? No, not right. Get on the bandwagon. See some Gal Grayson at this show. Of course, CITR sponsors will be there, tabling, etc. So what we've got for you is Miss June Goth from 2013's Blue Hearts in Exile. This is Gal Grayson on Discorder Radio.
From the band Frankie, yeah.
Into my black pupil.
This is Chelsea on 101.9 Discorder Radio, CITR. Woo! Nailed it.
Let it go.
right, that was Molly Nilsson with 1995. Before that was Sean Nicholas Savage with Empire. And before that was local Gal Grayson with Miss June Goth. They will all be playing together this Saturday, the 6th, at the Biltmore. Make sure to go check that show out. CITR sponsored. And if you liked what you just heard, it sounds like it's going to be a very, like, chill time. Synthy chill time, which, like, you know, what more could you ask for? Moving right along. So we keep flip-flopping back and forth between shows that have happened, shows that are going to happen. We're taking a look at another recent RLA. Again, shameless self-promotion. This is one that I wrote not super long ago, a couple weeks back. Mitski came to town touring with Japanese Breakfast and Jay Som. What I find amusing about this is I've known we've been, I think, having a lot of conversations around Discord about making it, you know, like, more critical and, like, not just being everyone's biggest fan, but, like, honestly, I was so excited by every part of the show, and I just, like, loved it all so much, and I had nothing but good things to say. So I think it was an accurate reflection of, like, what actually happened, because that night was magical.
Well, it is. It's an accurate reflection of your time at the show.
This is true. I just, like, loved everyone. It's such a phenomenal thing, and, like, the bill was entirely, like, super talented Asian American women, and it was, like, not, and I had a couple friends there who were like, you know, this is, like, it doesn't happen. That never happens, where it's, like, this full bill, and it's, like, so good, and all these people are showing up to see it, and they're like, it was so sick.
Where was the show?
At the Cobalt. Ooh. Yes, ooh. It was very hot, because the room was, like, full, but the kind of music that all of it was is a lot of, like, just rapt attention was being paid, and people were just, like, not being super rowdy, but, like, very sweaty and very close to each other, but, like, enjoying it because it was so worth it because it was a phenomenal time. I wish that I could play one song by all of these people. I would highly recommend Jay Som, very good. They only have two songs out, so it's easy to catch up. Japanese Breakfast just released this album, Psycho Pomp, which is phenomenal. And Mitski's most recent album, Puberty 2, is, like, start to finish.
Puberty 2?
Puberty 2.
That's a really good album name.
Oh, she, like, deals with sort of, like, themes of millennial life in a way that is, like, so good. And I think I think it's a nod to, like, the idea of second puberty and, like, particularly, like, her eight. I'm slightly obsessed. But, that album is really fantastic. What she played was mostly, she's, like, touring to promote that one. So Puberty 2 is a big one. We're going to play you one Puberty 2 song. This one is a little short snippet, not necessarily reflective of all of her style, but it's a nice fun one. So this is A Loving Feeling from Puberty 2 by Mitski on Discord Radio.
I know, looking back, hindsight always correct, and that's facts.
The Underground Breakout Createwear Apparel Brand Launch is happening August 5th at LED Bar, Vancouver. Hip-hop MCs Justin Case, MPH, Sung, Jinx, T-Pac, Mama Rude Gal, Brandon Peters, and Tunnel Vision will be competing for $1,000 custom merch, guest performances by Jay Black and Nevon, crazy discounts, show from 8 p.m. till midnight.
patience with fake shit.
Hold of some pigskin. This is my shimmering life prize. All I must do is create a diversion. What could distract people who love sports? Sports. 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 Sports.
Do you find sports distracting? Feel the need to chant sports for hours on end? Then come on by the CITR station at the new sub to get involved. We do play-by-play, color commentary, audio production, interviews, and so much more. Only on CITR 101.9 FM.
What's up? This is Kid Koala. You're listening to Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Keep it locked.
I don't know you, you don't know me.
You wanna know me?
Hi everybody, let's meet. I don't know you, you don't know me. Hi everybody, let's meet.
But everybody wanna dance around me. Come to the party and feel the beat. Tie up my study, roll up the tree. Burn off the table, but the floor is clean. Huh? Everybody wanna come around here. Food on the table, say your prayers. Swear to the Lord, mama, pull your ear. Everybody knows that you're living in fear. Get up, act right, you there. Get up, act right, you there. Get up, act right, you there. Okay, don't be scared in the dark downstairs. Get up, act right, you there. Get up, act right, you there. Get up, act right, you there. Okay, don't be scared in the dark downstairs. How many people know who they really be? Look in the mirror, tell me what you see. How you like that basic control? Break it down, is it a friend or a foe? No, never mind, no, no. You're an angel, I can see your halo. Slip, bend, choke you down, remind you of life, man, it makes us proud. We need the bits and the one bag. Split time carrying all the mishaps. Got patience to pick me up in a Pontiac. Riddle me, that is a riddle and good. Put you on point like the doctor said it would. Are you ready for the ride? Are you down for the ride? Be there in 5, text you when I come outside.
All right, that was Hi Everybody by Horsepower from the Out to Lunch mixtape. We're throwing that one in. If you guys heard the ad that was playing just before that for the Support BC Hip Hop Underground Breakout Launch Party, that is happening this Friday at 8 p.m. at LED Bar on Granville Street. As was explained in that ad, it's a night to kind of celebrate or to... Actually, it's a competition. It is an MC competition with 8 of BC's underground hip-hop acts. But unfortunately, they are so underground that we weren't actually able to find any of their tracks to play, which maybe is a good sign that they need you to go out and support at this event, which sounds really cool. You can, the first 20 people through the door get 50% off all merch because it's also a launch party for Create Wear Apparel. So there are, like, a lot of good reasons to go. So we just want to throw some Horsepower in there as, like, another BC hip-hop artist and, like, particularly local, close to home one.
Yeah, you may remember she was on the show for an interview a couple weeks ago. It was a super fun time. If you go check out our show page at CITR.ca, you could go back and check out the podcast with her.
And there you go. And that can just be a part of...
You can also check out her show later tonight, Crimes and Treasons.
Hey, there we go. Yeah, I'm totally forgetting that she is like...
Check out... Yeah, in fact, that's where you could go to get all your local underground hip-hop. You can tune in later tonight with Homeboy Jules, Horsepower, Jazzling Power, and like the 5 other people who are involved in that show.
That show has so many people.
But yeah, it's
so amazing.
It's a good time. Check it out. If you're up on Tuesday night, you want something to listen to.
Support BC Hip Hop, man.
CITR. There you go.
That's awesome. Okay, so yeah, that is this Friday. And also, yes, tonight, as you mentioned, check out Crimes and Treasons. We're going to take it back to the under review section of Discorder, starting with the ADSR Volume 1 compilation. So this is super interesting to me. The review was written by Thiano Palvildu. I'm so sorry if I just butchered that pronunciation. The compilation is described as 10 tracks from friends around the globe. It's non-mainstream electro music. So for someone like me who doesn't listen to a lot of electro music, even like I was struck listening to some tracks before the show about like how just like lovely and like awesome these songs are, which, you know, I know absolutely nothing. Like, I automatically relegate them to, like, oh, studying music, but, like, that's very reflective of, like, my listening habits. So for those of you out there who are, like, rolling your eyes at me right now, I'm, like, only engaging as, like, background music, I think you're probably going to love this, because even I was like, wow, this is awesome, and I know nothing about this. So we're going to start off with...
What does ADSR stand for, by the way? Is it clear from the context of the tape? That's okay if not. I'm sorry to take you off guard like that.
Oh, no, it's okay. I feel like I should know this. I don't know. Oh, actually, I think I just found out. ADSR may refer to, according to Wikipedia, I just Wikipedia'd it, but I think this is a good... clue. An ADSR envelope is attack, decay, sustain, release is a term referring to the amplitude envelope used in some synthesizers.
That's 100% what it is because you may remember, was it Simeon have an album called Attack, Sustain,
attack,
Decay,
decay
Release.
Attack, Decay, Sustain, Release.
Yeah, those are, if you ever look at a synthesizer, there'll be four knobs. Some of them only have attack and release, but like the more fully featured synths, you'll see all four of those knobs labeled.
Those are like
that.
Wonderful controls. Like, oh, I'm going to decay this right now, or like, I'm just gently going to attack this beat.
Yeah,
like...
and it refers to the four different parts of the synth note, right? So attack is the very first.
Right.
And then sustain, decay, or...
Decay.
Decay, release.
Sustain, release.
Right, and it's just the four different parts of the synth note.
The more so you know, man.
It's a super insidery name for the
ADSR
for a techno album.
Clearly, they know what they're doing. Well, this
it's volume one, so maybe there's more to come.
Oh, we can hope. I was taking a look at their like Tumblr or their SoundCloud page. Also, is rife with some lots and lots of like quite sick content. So we're gonna share a little bit of that with you. This is Hanbo, I believe, is from Japan, and this song is called Soul Shake.
It would appear to be South Korea.
South Korea. I think one of the DJs is Japanese. They're international. Like, it's an international compilation, which is pretty sick. So this is, okay, some South Korean beats for you on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. Oh, All right, and that was Hanbul with Soul Shake from the ADSR compilation, Volume 1. Again, you can check out that review in the current issue of Discorder, and check out that compilation on their SoundCloud. It's really sick. Hanbul, again, from Korea. There's another Korean producer on there, another Japanese producer, and then I'm not sure where the other two folks are from, but global electro music. Very, very cool. Very into it. So we're reaching the end of the show today. Thank you guys so much for joining us. Thank you for welcoming me back with such open arms.
Oh, it's always nice to have you back. And you're here for a couple weeks, aren't you?
I am, yes, possibly. As my work schedule allows, I'm going to be filling in for Wade as often as possible. So you'll get to hear my dulcet tones a couple more times before the summer is over. So, yeah, that brings us mostly to the end. What are we closing out with today, Matt?
Well, there's a little band that long, long time listeners of the show. Like, if you go back like 3 or 4 years, you may remember an interview we did with these guys. And if you know anything about our usual host, Wade, you know he loves Australia. Spent a year living there, and then like a half year sometime before that.
He like really does love Australia,
doesn't
he?
He's just a big Australia kind of guy. And couldn't let this opportunity slip away, because the Cat Empire, who again we've spoken to on the show, they're playing in town tomorrow night at the Biltmore. And I know if Wade was not down reporting on the Rio Olympics, which is going to be amazing, I'm really interested to see what he comes up with. If he was not down reporting on Rio, I know he'd be at the Commodore tomorrow for Cat Empire.
Oh, 100%.
So, yeah, I wanted to throw you a little song. This one's called Brighter Than Gold. And I was looking around, I'm like, Cat, because I'm like, I like what I've heard, but I don't like know all their music off the top of my head. So I was like going around like, oh, I'll find some stuff. And there's that one that everyone loves that's in our One Station ID with them. And like, and I was like, and this one sort of like jumped out at me. I'm like, oh, this is good. This is really good.
Oh, intriguing.
Yeah. I was just like, bam. Got me.
Here
okay.
we go.
So yeah, this one's called Brighter Than Gold. It's the Cat Empire. We'll see you next week. Stay tuned for Flex Your Head for all of your hardcore punk rock needs with Mike. But right now, it's the Cat Empire, Brighter Than Gold, CITR 101.9 FM. See you next week.
Four steps in the morning, two steps in the day, three steps in the evening, and the darkness is ablaze, and all the angels, seats, and soldiers come step to the parade. I run out like a cheetah, the monk is in the blood, and what a piece of work is man who screams the name of love, but all his brothers, cousins, sisters, and others hear his fuzz.
Gee, your station has a lot of problems.
Tell me about it. Just look at our morning guy.
Hello, this is Mole Man in the Morning. Good Mole Man to you. Today, part four of our series of the agonizing pain in which I live every day.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, not the home of Mole Man in the Morning.